news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, the Trump administration released its new guidelines for social distancing and projections for the spread of the coronavirus, and it's alarming. Predicting the U.S. could lose 100 to 240,000 patients. The CDC now says that as many as one-fourth of those infected with the virus could be walking around with no symptoms and transmitting it, which makes social distancing measures all the more crucial. This growing public concern has led China to start counting asymptomatic cases in its official tally. There are now more than 860,000 coronavirus cases worldwide and more than 42,000 deaths. The death toll from the coronavirus here in the U.S. has now jumped above 4,000, surpassing that of China, the first country hit in the pandemic. For the first time, more than 700 people died in the U.S. in one day. The total number of infections in the country reached nearly 190,000. Donald Trump now is urging Americans to diligently practice social distancing, extending his stay-at-home guidelines through the end of April, and warning that the crisis will worsen. That's what he's saying now. This is going to be a very painful, very, very, very painful 2 weeks. Now, despite Trump's more somber, serious tone and his warning of the hard days that lie ahead, Trump still has failed to explain why he hasn't imposed a national stay-at-home advisory or quarantine order. Instead, Trump boasted about how his response is keeping the projected death toll lower than it would have been if he had done nothing. Who suggested doing nothing?
Because you're talking about a potential of up to 2.2 million, and some people said it could even be higher than that. So you're talking about 2.2 million deaths, 2.2 million people from this. And so if we could hold that down, as we're saying, to 100,000, it's a horrible number. Maybe even less, but to 100,000. So we have between 100 and 200,000. We all together have done a very good job.
Seriously, the man who for weeks told us it was all under control, the 15 positive cases in the U.S. would soon be down to zero, now says that if only 100,000 people die, that proves he's done a good job. I think now's a good time for a quick reminder of Trump's stance on the coronavirus since it began.
We have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China.
We think we have it very well under control.
We pretty much shut it down coming in from China.
You know, in April, supposedly, it dies with the hotter weather.
When it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus.
The people are getting better. They're all getting better.
And the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero.
It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
And you'll be fine.
The coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus. And this is their new hoax. They're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon.
Not only the vaccines, but the therapies. Therapies is sort of another word for cure.
We're talking about very small numbers in the United States.
Our numbers are lower than just about anybody.
It's really working out, and a lot of good things are going to happen.
And we are responding with great speed and professionalism.
It's going to go away.
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all.
We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good. This came up. We came up so suddenly.
This is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
We're 15 people in this massive country. And because of the fact that we went early, we could have had a lot more than that. We're doing great. Our country is doing so great.
As the onset and rapid spread of the coronavirus has crippled the world, it's also causing a lot of economic anxiety globally and here in the U.S., where, unlike every other industrialized nation on the planet, healthcare is not considered a basic human right. With many millions of people uninsured, the administration reportedly considered allowing a special open enrollment period so people could get coverage through the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Okay, don't have a heart attack. Trump and his brilliant advisors decided against it. So if you get sick, good luck with that. The captain of the U.S. aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt called on Navy leaders for decisive action to provide isolation facilities and medical care needed by his sailors after a coronavirus outbreak on board. The captain, Brett Crozier, ship's commanding officer, wrote in a letter to Navy leadership, quote, "We are not at war. Sailors do not need to die. If we do not act now, we are failing to properly take care of our most trusted asset, our sailors." Crozier called for removing 4,000 of the 5,000 service members on the vessel and isolating them. He said the ship lacked sufficient quarantine facilities. The Navy reported the first coronavirus case on the ship a week ago while the vessel was in the Pacific. As many as 80 have reportedly tested positive. Well, U.S. stocks fell again on Tuesday, capping their worst first quarter since the 2008 financial crisis, as the financial destruction of the coronavirus pandemic ravaged markets worldwide. The S&P 500 finished the first 3 months of the year down by 20%, its worst first quarter ever. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down by 23% since the first of the year, its worst quarterly decline since 1987. And if you're wondering how the new quarter started off, well, on the 1st of April, Wednesday morning, 15 minutes into trading, the market is down 684 points. And if this were the end of the world as we know it, at least according to REM, it would have started with an earthquake. Well, a magnitude 6.5 tremor struck north of Boise, Idaho on Tuesday night, with people across a large area reporting they felt it, from Helena, Montana, to Salt Lake City, Utah, and all over California. Oh, one more story. April Fool's Day should be canceled this year. But April 1st is also Census Day in the U.S., so please complete and return your census forms, or easier still, do it online. Participation in the census is required by law, but there are plenty of other reasons to comply. Census numbers determine how many representatives each state gets in Congress and how billions of dollars in federal funding gets spent. Schools, roads, and other crucial community components will gain or lose money over the next 10 years depending on this official population tally. This is also the first time the census can be completed online, and it's really easy. It'll take you less than 10 minutes. And if you don't complete the forms, you can expect a visit from a census taker later in the year who may interview you to make sure everyone is counted. So just do it now. It's fast and easy and oh so important. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And while you're there, please click on that donate button.